John 15:1-8. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me, as I remain in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. I'm Barbara from Cambridge. We're given a very beautiful visual image in this reading of our relationship to Jesus. It illustrates that as the vine does for the branches, he literally provides us with the lifeblood we need. God the Father is the vine grower. I'm not a skilled gardener, but the little I know, pruning is a vital process that rejuvenates, but looks and seems quite radical. Without pruning, a vine becomes weaker and bears less fruit. In this reading, John illustrates several times that those who are not on the vine cannot bear fruit on their own. This is certainly my experience. The more I go through life, the more I realise that I can't do things in my own strength. As I was praying with this, I was realising that it is helpful to think of ourselves and our lives as stemming from our connection to and rootedness in Him. It's helpful, I think, in prayer to look at our lives and to ask God to help us to see the aspects of it and relationships in it that are fully rooted in Him. There may be areas of our life that need to be pruned in order for our connection to the vine to be strengthened, if that isn't taking the image too far. It is also helpful to think about how we nurture that relationship and connection to the vine. For me, it can be easy to get caught up in thinking that I have to do things in my own strength. This can be in relation to my work as a therapist or in caring for my nephews who are teenagers now. The experience of praying always helps me to see that what I achieve or what flows really isn't out of my own strength. When I see patients I work with move forward, I know this is from God's strength and work through me. Equally, when I see things move forward in my nephew's lives, I know that insofar as this has to do with me, it is through my connection to God. I realise that at times when I feel weaker internally, it's because I'm less rooted and connected to God, as the flow from the vine to the branches is automatic. So too is God's love and strength to us when we're open to it. I would invite you, as you pray with this reading, to reflect on how you are maintaining that connection to the vine at the moment. Also to reflect on whether there have been moments in your life when you have really noticed that connection being particularly strong and how that impacted you. Are there things in your life that are not stemming from the vine and connection to God? Do you feel that you'd like to ask for his help in pruning these? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.